Welcome to In Our Mom's Basement Video Game Podcast, where we talk about everything video games with your host, Dan Giofue and Rage Quit Pat.
What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to In Our Mom's Basement, episode 66, execute order 66, like Pat would say. My name is Dan Joffrey, also known as the Pizza Man, joined with Rage Quit Pat. What's going on, Pat?
I'm very happy you have finally put Dan the Pizza Man under your tag. It is a new beginning here in 2021, and I'm very happy you finally have embraced the Pizza Man and you finally have put it underneath your name there. It's excellent.
Yeah. After a lot of peer pressure, it finally happened. We got a jam-packed episode this week. You know, BlizzCon was recently, Nintendo Direct, you know, State of Play, and some other breaking news going down. So we're going to start with, I guess, some BlizzCon?
Yeah, we can start with BlizzCon real quick. We did have, I know there hasn't been that much gaming news, but of course, to nobody's surprise, E3 2021 is reportedly canceled. But according to the article, it's not gone for good. Basically, in an update, they said, we can confirm that we are transforming the E3 experience for 2021, and we'll soon share exact details on how we're bringing the global video game community together. My prediction is probably, I would say, a virtual event, I would guess. I mean, how do you feel about that? I mean, I know last year they had the conferences on, like, Microsoft had their conference on a day, which called it as well. Sony had their own. So I wonder if maybe they're just going to do a virtual E3 event. Do you think they'll do something like that?
Well, I don't mind a virtual event just because, you know, it's usually just the same gameplay. But then again, you don't really get that excitement like they usually do, like bands and stuff and concerts. And you get like a little bit more out of it. Like you hear the fans cheering in the back, which is really nice. But with these digital events, it's just, I mean, it's fine for now, but hopefully we go back to the root of live, you know, in-person type of thing, because I really want to go to a BlizzCon one day.
Yeah, and absolutely, I agree with you. I think the it's kind of funny with the crowd reactions, like if a video game is, like, bad, they'll still cheer for some reason. So, and, you know, I kind of will miss the conferences. I mean, we had a lot of cringe and funny moments of E3. So hopefully with everything going on, hopefully E3 2022 will be back. But I look forward to the virtual event or whatever event they're going to be putting on for E3 this year.
Yeah, me too. I mean, you know, the way the world is, I don't blame them for going digital, but, you know, I still hope for some really good excitement, some good games, some good trailers. So maybe some good news, you know, if Xbox is going to be this year, who knows?
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's the thing too. We'll probably get obviously more games. Like, you know, like obviously E3. We got, like you mentioned before, we got like those freaking concerts and stuff like that. That kind of took some time away from showing off some games. So, be more about the games with the virtual. But we'll see what happens as time goes on.
Yeah, I think it'll be good.
You were gonna go ahead and you said we're gonna get ready to gear into. I say we save BlizzCon for last. To be honest, I think BlizzCon probably out of these conferences here or virtual, whatever, you know, things that probably the better out of the three. So we'll start off with the weakest, in my opinion, and we'll go with the PlayStation State of Play. We'll kind of kick that off. And, you know, a lot of indie games. I mean, what was your take before we kind of get to the announcements on there? What was kind of your take on the PlayStation State of Play? What were your expectations and, you know, what was your reaction?
Well, I wasn't really expecting too much being beginning of the year, so I didn't really think they were going to go too hard with announcements. I know some people thought they were, but I don't really see it happening right now. You know, they did show some kind of fun games, like that space game.
Yeah.
That looked like fun. Deathloop looks like fun. But I'm waiting for the bigger announcements. I want to see some more talk with what's going to happen with Spider-Man and God of War.
Yeah, I agree. I was going into it maybe expecting some another trailer for maybe Horizon, another, you know, on the sequel on that. I was expecting maybe a little trailer for that. But yeah, you know, you mentioned the space game Returnal. Looks pretty good. I did like the gameplay of that. Basically, when you die, it kind of has like a Dark Souls type element. When you die, the environment changes and the enemies kind of also change the way their attack is and stuff like that. So it looked really interesting. They also showed Oddworld Soulstorm, which launches April 6th. So you kind of get that game for April. But a lot of indie games, a lot of the indie games that we saw were Sifu, which I believe is like a little kung fu game, Solar Ash, and Kenya Brings of Spirits. And, you know, kind of being objective here, it was kind of good to see Sony. You know, we don't really see Sony talk about their indie games too much. You know, Microsoft, of course, they'll show their indie games. Nintendo will show off indie games. So it's kind of cool to see on Sony show off the indie side of some games. So, you know, if you like indie games, or we like to call them Jade games, you know, it's good to see. Because, I know, again, there's some really good gems of indie titles. And then, as Dan said as well, Deathloop, again, the amounts of trailers we've seen for that looked good. But as Dan also said, you know, it's very early on in the year. I know a lot of people probably were expecting a God of War, a Horizon, a Spider-Man, but this is what we got. You know, at the end, they showed like they showed the Final Fantasy VII Remake Integrated, which is basically the updated graphics DLC. So kind of just a cookie cutter conference here. Nothing special. Unless, like, of course, you're a big indie fan. You like to see some of the indie titles. But if you were going into the State of Play hoping for the AAA experience, you definitely were not getting it in this conference.
Well, I mean, if they count that Final Fantasy, you know, there's a lot of Final Fantasy people out there, like Diego and a couple of people that we know. They're big Final Fantasy fans. So, hey, man, that's some pretty big news, though.
Yeah, no, of course. What I mean by AAA, I mean by Spider-Man, God of War, Ragnarok, Horizon, like any of the heavy hitter AAA titles that people that we have not gotten yet that were announced that they were expecting maybe a trailer. They didn't show anything like that. I think a lot of people were looking to probably see a God of War and a Horizon, but they did not get it. But again, the year is still early. You know, you still have June, you still have E3 if they are doing something, a virtual event like that. So we still have plenty of time for the heavy announcements. And I think people were just upset. And again, you know, I think anything these companies do, people are just going to complain regardless at this point, you know, if they don't announce. Yeah. I mean, anything that they can do. Every time there's a conference, I think a lot of these consumers want, like, come on, where's this AAA game? Like, what the hell? I mean,
look it up in a Cyberpunk.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so I was fine with the State of Play. Again, I wasn't going in, like we mentioned before, I wasn't going into it like, oh my God, this is going to be such a sick conference. You know, it was cool to see Sony show off their indie side finally. Again, we don't get too much of it. So that was cool. Again, the Final Fantasy fans, you're getting the upgrade. Crash Bandicoot is getting the upgrade as well to PlayStation 5. You and I finished that game, so I probably won't jump in to play it again. But there are some other cool games. Again, Returnal looks interesting, and I'm excited for Deathloop. I like Arkane Studios. Sick. Yeah, I like Arkane Studios as a developer, so I'm looking forward to Deathloop.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. For that PlayStation,
what would you grade it?
Too much.
What would be your grade? We like to grade things on here. What would your grade be? A letter grade.
I'll probably say a C, just because, you know, I mean, I like some indie games, but I'm not the biggest indie games fan. So yeah. I mean, I did like Deathloop. You know, Returnal looked good, but that was really it. Nothing surprising.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you on there. I'm going to also give it a C as well. You know, there was something for everybody, kind of, obviously excluding out the hardcore AAA fans that wanted a, you know, God of War announcement. But for indie gamers, you got your indie games. For some quiet games that look interesting, you got that. Final Fantasy fans, you got your upgrade. It was pretty much something for everybody, but I give it a C as well.
Not everybody can be a Nintendo dropping fantastic games all the time.
Now we go on to Nintendo Direct. This was the first Nintendo Direct since September 2019. So we got some cool announcements here. Again, nothing as far as like what's going to come out for a holiday for Nintendo, but we got some pretty cool announcements. Let's start with Splatoon. Splatoon 3 was announced for 2022. I really did not expect a Splatoon announcement, and I think that is actually, and it looked like they might be going into the Battle Royale type game mode with the new Splatoon, kind of what they were hinting from the trailer. What was your kind of thoughts on everything from with that?
You mean the direct in general or just Splatoon?
Splatoon, just Splatoon right now.
I never played Splatoon.
Well, Splatoon is basically, to kind of describe it, a multiplayer game where it's you have different weapons and you're shooting paint. You have to cover the entire area with paint. So things like, so that's basically kind of the gameplay style of that. And the third game kind of looks like it is, it looks like they're going to venture into Battle Royale with this one. So I was like, I was pretty surprised by that. So we'll kind of go into the general consensus then instead of going one by one. What was your general consensus of the Nintendo Direct?
I mean, I guess just Pokemon, pretty much. I mean, it's Pokemon Snap, probably one of the only things. You know, the Mario Golf. I love the Mario Golf on N64. That was a fun game. But, you know, not too much coming, you know. A little bit of Animal Crossing news, which is great. But, you know, honestly, I don't really play Nintendo too much. My Switch has just been sitting there. I know it hasn't been a game that, you know, brought me in like Animal Crossing did or Marvel Alliance did.
Yeah.
So, but I am excited for some of the Pokemon game lineups. You know, some Mario games like Mario Golf. But, you know, Splatoon is good enough. I'll be there playing.
Yeah. So, and again, Nintendo was another one. Like Dan the Pizza Man said, there were some big announcements. But again, I think a lot of people. So let's go to the Zelda side. Before I get to the Zelda, we'll talk about Zelda last. I think, again, a lot of people were expecting maybe another main Mario game, but this is, you know, or a Metroid, because this is the 35th anniversary of Metroid as well as it is Zelda. So I think people were maybe expecting a Metroid type announcement, but we got a couple again. Let's talk about Smash Brothers. If they're, you know, big Smash Brothers, of course, adding more to the roster, Pyra and Mythra, who are characters from Xenoblade 2. So you got more kind of sword-wielding characters added to Super Smash Brothers. So that's pretty cool for the Super Smash Brothers fans out there. New games like Star Wars Hunter. That's a new combat game. So it's good to see the Star Wars license kind of venturing away from EA. So it looks like the license is moving around. So we'll probably get a little bit more Star Wars games, which is cool. So that's awesome. I'm interested to see that. And then you got Monster Hunter Rise, which was announced. And as Dan mentioned, Super Mario theme stuff, which actually is available now. That, you know, obviously the Direct was a little bit before our podcast. So the Animal Crossing stuff with Super Mario theme is actually live now. So that's pretty cool. Ninja Gaiden fans, if you've never played the game, they're getting remastered. All three are going to be on the Nintendo Switch. And Bandit Pizza Man covered as well the new Mario Golf, which is available June 25th. And I feel like every year we kind of get that Mario kind of sports-ish type game. Last year we didn't, but, you know, we kind of get the tennis, Mario Party, the Olympic Games and stuff like that. So we always get that sports-ish type experience here. So we got Mario Golf, which has looked some pretty cool game modes, and the multiplayer looks a lot of fun where I don't know if you saw the trailer where everyone kind of races to the ball and just kind of whacks away, and whoever gets it in the hole first, that looks like it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was actually talking to Diego recently, and he was telling me that he was excited for that new Marvel game that was coming out on DC game that was coming out on Nintendo. It was called Superhero Girls Team Power.
Yeah, that looks pretty interesting. I mean, that looks, you know, when I looked at that trailer, I mean, it looks fun to play, but you could kind of see, obviously, Nintendo, they have a lot of kid-focused games as well. So that game definitely seems more kid-focused, but it looks like a I mean, and again, the Lego games, we could say that about the Lego games too, but the Lego games are fucking awesome. That one looks pretty interesting. It looks, you know, interesting for a kid audience. But let's talk about Zelda really quickly. I think a lot of Nintendo fans, from what I heard and what I've seen, I thought, and I guess most Zelda fans thought that Zelda was going to get the Mario treatment, like with their, you know, anniversary where we got the package of Super Mario 64, Super Mario Sunshine, and Super Mario Galaxy. Really quickly before I dive in what they announced, Dan, were you in... did you think that they were going to do that route as well for the 30th anniversary of Zelda? Did you think that they were going to have like a package type Zelda games with three games?
I mean, that would be hard to pick which games go in there. I mean, if they're going to do a package games, I would want some of those originals back on like the N64. But that would have been pretty cool though. But, you know, they're saving that.
So the one they announced, which I think a lot of Zelda fans were pleasantly surprised, was Skyward Sword HD. They basically said that we're working on Breath of the Wild 2. Like, we have no trailer right now. We're working on it, though. But they're doing Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword HD, which from what I've read and what I've heard from the Zelda community, we're kind of surprised because from what I, again, have heard, that was kind of the weakest out of the Zelda games as far as, like, most recent. So I know people were kind of pleasantly surprised, and I've talked to some people as well that said that they actually have never tried Skyward Sword, so it'll be kind of pretty cool for them to give this game a try. And they kind of obviously tweaked the controls because it was a Wii game, so obviously you know the controls, the motion controls, stuff like that. So they kind of tweaked the controls. Would this be a Zelda game? I know you played Breath of the Wild, but would this be a Zelda game that you... I mean, I'm not a Zelda fan, so I won't be playing it, but is this something that you would look into?
I'm not sure, man. And I'm not the biggest Zelda fan, but I will say, I mean, I will watch the gameplay, see how it is. Might pick it up, but I will say that their Skyward Sword themed Joy-Cons look pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, those look really awesome. Nintendo has done, especially with the Switch, has done a really good job at coming out with different Joy-Cons, and those Joy-Cons are really nice.
Yeah, I actually might get those when they come out in July.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame you either. Those are really nice. What Joy-Cons do you have now?
I have the just regular ones, and I got the orange and purple ones.
Hopefully the drift is fixed on the Joy-Cons, right? I don't know. You spend all that money on the Zelda theme, and then the freaking drift comes back.
The newer Joy-Cons that came out, they're fixed, but the old ones are still busting unless you send them in.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. I also have the Pro Controller, which drifts a little bit, which is annoying. So we'll figure it out, hopefully. Hopefully they figure it out with that. But what is your grade on the Nintendo Direct?
Well, I mean, kind of hard to say since there's so many different directs this year, and we kind of threw a little bit of each in there. So how would you grade that? Because I threw some Pokemon in there, which was a different Direct.
From a different Direct. So I didn't watch the Pokemon Direct. Let's grade the Nintendo Direct, and then you can grade the Pokemon. Did you want to cover the Pokemon Direct a little bit? Is there any other information from that Direct?
Nope, not really. I'm just excited for Pokemon Snap. Oh, that's about it.
So what would you give your... Let's go over Pokemon Direct. What would be your Pokemon, an A, because you're excited for Pokemon Snap?
Just for Pokemon Snap, A. Everything else, throw it away. For this Direct that we're specifically talking about, I'm probably gonna go with a C+ area because I'm a bit excited for Mario Golf. Mm-hmm. You know, I am happy that they got some new Star Wars type games coming out, and I did like those Joy-Cons they showed. So they showed us some good content.
I'll probably give it a B-. I thought this conference was good, and it was for everybody. Again, it was for the kid audience. Obviously, Nintendo, again, has a lot of games that are heavily focused for kids and stuff like that. Had its indie games. There were some other interesting games that they showed that caught my eye. There was like this detective game and like solving a mystery, which looked really interesting as well. And then again, for the Zelda fans, you had, you know, your Skyward Sword. If you're upset about that, I'm sure people are. And then as Dan the Pizza Man mentioned, we got our Mario Sports game. And then of course, you had your Super Smash Brother characters, which I'm sure hardcore Smash fans are excited about. And then you had your Animal Crossing Mario theme that was thrown in there. So it was something for everybody. Splatoon 3 was the surprise, I think, for most people. So I give it a B minus.
Yeah, and I think they also talked about Apex Legends, Fall Guys coming Switch this year.
Yep, I forgot about those two. Yeah, Fall Guys as well, which I'm not surprised as well. I think Fall Guys at this point is going to be starting to go. I think at some point it'll probably land on Xbox at some point, and then hopefully we'll get some cross-play because I don't know why Fall Guys isn't cross-play now. There really isn't that much of an advantage, in my opinion, for mouse and keyboard for that game. So I'm really surprised that game is not cross-play yet.
Oh, you know, speaking of Fall Guys, we just throw in this break news real quick that, you know, Atomic Games Group was bought by Epic Games, which was made by Fall Guys. So Epic has Fall Guys now.
Epic has Fall Guys now. And Epic is a big deal. Epic is a big company. And I know some people are, obviously, they prefer the Epic. I mean, really quickly, do you like the Epic Store? Like, do you use the Epic Store? Are you more on Steam?
Epic Games has some pretty good free games that drop. But, you know, if it is a game that's exclusively on Epic only, I'll get it. Like Hitman was on Epic. And then if it's not exclusive to Epic, then I will get it on Steam.
Okay. Yeah, it's the same way like with consoles too. Like I get heavily single player games more on PlayStation, and more of the multiplayer games I'll get on Xbox. But I will get single player on Xbox too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've used Steam for decades now, and you know, me building my library of games on Steam, you know, I kind of want to keep it in the same family. You know, I got over 400 games on Steam.
Yeah, geez, well. Big Steam, yeah, that's fair. Now we'll go to, I'm sure, this was definitely an exciting conference for you. If you have not seen it, we have a TikTok, and it's also on our Twitter. Dan the Pizza Man, his excitement was shown when they announced this particular game, but we'll get to that particular game. But Dan, did you want to go ahead? You know, you're the Blizzard guy. I played, for me, Blizzard, Overwatch, you know, Overwatch 2, I'm excited for. I did like Overwatch 1, even though we kind of fell out from playing Overwatch when we did. I believe the community that we had here in the Gamer Cave, I think most of the Gamer Cave, like, kind of migrated elsewhere with games, so we kind of moved away from Overwatch. But what are your thoughts on BlizzCon?
Well, I'm not the Blizzard guy. I'm more of the Diablo, Overwatch, maybe. But, you know, they did talk a little bit about Overwatch, and they are doing a lot with Overwatch. A lot of it is getting amped up, fixed, changed. So, you know, they had the demo last year or throughout the year for certain people, and, you know, they get a lot of feedback on what needs to be changed and what needs to be added. So they're doing a bunch of PvP changes, a bunch of story changes, hero mission changes. I mean, the list goes on, even campaign changes. I mean, I can't mention all that because we'll be here for hours.
Mm-hmm.
So they're reworking Overwatch 2 quite a bit, which is nice because I'm excited for Overwatch. Overwatch, I believe, did get pushed a little bit where there was no date. So we're still sitting here waiting for that at least. But you know, I'm still excited to see that. You know,
yeah, I think
Blizzard. Oh, sorry, what happened?
Oh no, I was just gonna say, I think the consensus is obviously COVID is still, we're still in a pandemic too. So I would not be surprised if a lot of the games that were highly anticipated don't really come out this year. And Overwatch 2, I expect probably next year.
Yeah, for sure. I believe that if most games probably won't be next year. I think we might start seeing them in 2023. You know, especially when it comes to Overwatch, you know, if they're redoing all this, I think it's going to be a little bit longer for Overwatch.
Yeah, I mean, that's also a true thing, too. Some games could get pushed back all the way to 2023. I mean, the hope is no, but, you know, we'll see as time goes on.
So the next thing that Blizzard dropped was the Blizzard Arcade Collection, which is going to be on all platforms, and it's just going to be some small games from the past, you know, the Lost Vikings, Rock and Roll Racing, Black Throne, you know, so they got that kind of old school game like Sega did with the Xbox. They put the, those old games in the little pack. So
I believe it's live now.
I'm sorry?
I believe it's live now. I think you're good to. I think it's good to go to download now. If anyone's interested in those old school games, it's actually live now, which is cool.
Oh yeah, that is cool. I didn't actually know that. You know, so that's I guess something fun to do. I mean, if you're into those old kind of games, I mean, not for me, but hey. So they did talk about some World of Warcraft, Shadowlands. Also talked about the Burning Crusade Classic expansion. You know, no date for a classic one. I don't really play WoW like that, so
yeah,
I'm not all educated in that area.
Yeah,
might
no,
need to bring a special guest for that one.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, from what I've seen from the WoW community, because we do have a couple of WoW community members in the Gamer Cave, and we follow a couple WoW community members. I mean, we would be if they announced like something crazy with Halo, you know, like they were amped up. Like I saw a couple videos of obviously when they showed that Chains of Domination stuff. I guess the blonde dude. I don't know. I'm sorry, guys. We don't know. I don't know their names. Stabbed that chick. I guess that was a huge deal for people. I seen like people, the community like go completely berserk. And then of course the one of our Gamer Cave members. He's a huge WoW fan, and he was excited. Was he excited for Burning Crusade expansion?
Pizza? I can tell you, both of the gentlemen that I know that like WoW, they were pretty excited, especially one of them, especially during the cartoon scenes of someone getting stabbed or some shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it seemed like a big deal. You know, again, we're not the most educated with WoW, so I don't want to sound like an idiot and talk too much. I'm just kind of describing what we saw on the trailer and what I've seen from like other community members kind of go insane when they saw that the whatever happened in that trailer.
Yeah, we could go on to the next.
Yep. And then
some Hearthstone news, some new expansions, some new modes. Never really been a Hearthstone guy, so have you played it?
I mean, I've watched people stream it. That's as far as my Hearthstone kind of, again, education goes to. I've popped into some people's streams and streaming it, and you know, it just looked like any old like a Magic the Gathering type of, you know, Yu-Gi-Oh type-ish card game. You know, I'm sure the community, it was kind of funny when we were streaming it, a couple of us were like, oh, Hearthstone's on, let me go to the bathroom. But jokes aside, you know, of course there's a big community for that too, so I'm sure people were excited for that announcement and whatever they're adding to Hearthstone. I really didn't pay it too much attention because the next stuff that was announced, I know you were on the edge of your seat for, and you you have the floor for the what was next revealed and everything.
We could jump into that Diablo 4 news. You know, they didn't talk too much about gameplay and stuff, but they did announce a new character. You know, all the way from Diablo 1, you know, the Rogue has officially joined us, and they showed a trailer, which was pretty badass, and I'm really excited. You know, she's going to be like a bow combat, you know, so of course melee attacks, and you know, she's going to be pretty fast and powerful from what it looks like, but she's kind of like the new Amazon, you know, just like in Diablo 3 or Diablo 2. So that's really exciting. It's really nice to see that they brought old characters back, and I'm really excited to play that. You know, whoever played Diablo 1 is familiar with the Rogue. That's it. You know, we didn't get no release date for that, and we're probably not going to. That's probably going to be one of those games that is 23. You know, probably going to have to wait another whole year for it, and then you know, the big news that I've been waiting for, you know, which was kind of out there for a little while, though, you know, because they bought a new company, you know, Vicarious Visions. You know, things started falling into places, and then they announced Diablo 2 was coming back, baby. You know, and I was really hyped for that. That's the game I've been waiting for a long time to come back. And you know what? They're bringing it back with a lot more features. New features. on top of that, you know, on top of the beautiful graphics they bring in, they're also making your stash expandable and shareable, which is really nice. So anybody, you know, mule accounts, no more needed, which is beautiful. You know, it does suck that they're bringing console support. I'm not a big fan of the console support because I can limit some stuff, but it is crossplay, which is nice. So I guess if they're going to bring console, they're doing it right. And they're also bringing global servers, which is the thing that we didn't have in Diablo 2. You know, you have to log out, you have to log into the Asian servers. And then, you know, if your friends were on US West, you couldn't play with them because you're on US East. So they're doing a lot of good changes. You know, that's not all the changes they made, but those are some of the big changes they did.
Mm-hmm.
And the best part is, it's coming out this year, and it's only $40.
Why is it that you don't like with the like I've seen other people upset that if they're doing console support, why is that upsetting with the console support?
So when it comes to consoles, it's going to be like something similar to, it's a few different reasons. One of them, Diablo 3, there was a lot of hacked items. So people were able to export their saves, redo all of their items, and then hack it back into the game more powerful. You know, this time around, they said that, you know, it's going to be an online service only. You can't do that on this one. So we'll see how that works. But then you got to look at consoles versus PC. So certain features on a PC will work. You know, some cool features that you can do on PCs won't work on console because of the, you know, their limitations, their hardware limitations might not be more powerful enough for it. So, I mean, there could be some limitations within features there. And, you know, PC is going to have to stay the course of a console because the console will never keep up with a PC.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. I know obviously the limitations and stuff like that, but I was just curious because of the reaction that you guys had when they said console support. You guys were kind of like, oh, damn. So I was just kind of curious with that as far as console support and everything like that. Like, what was the, you know, the consensus and why was it like kind of like an eye roller, so to speak?
Yeah, but you know, overall, I was super happy. And I cannot wait for it. You know, hopefully we're not going to have to wait because it says it can release anytime up until December 31st. So I hope I don't have to wait until December 31st. You know, they got a beta coming out, or sorry, an alpha coming out soon. So hopefully I get accepted and I get to play.
So could you, is there any chance you could reenact your excitement at all for the podcast?
No. Maybe. If I were to get an email right now saying that I am in the alpha, possibly, and according to my email, I do not have one.
So there's no way we can get a, fuck yeah, baby, let's go!
No. Yeah, I wish, man. I can't wait, man. I don't think I was ever as hyped as that in a long time, especially over video games.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen you that. Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen you that excited since they announce a new FIFA every year that you don't play.
I stopped playing
that
FIFA.
That you don't play anymore. we still have a couple more minutes here in the podcast. You know, we kind of mowed down all the conferences and stuff like that. We kind of throw in another topic here real quick. Is there any other games that you're excited for 2021 besides Diablo 2 that have a date right now that we know are coming out 2021? Is there anything else that you're kind of looking forward to?
Crap, dude.
And Pokemon Snap. Yeah, there you go. Pokemon Snap is another one.
For starters, I would like to see New Worlds come out this year and not get delayed. So I'm excited for New Worlds, which is the new MMO that I'm pretty much in love with, that I play when I can. Because Diego got me playing other crap games. You know, Ratchet and Clank, super excited for Ratchet and Clank. Maybe Deathloop, also another game.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really think of too many.
I know one that you're definitely excited for that you forgot to mention, Back for Blood.
Oh, that's right, Back for Blood.
Yeah, Back for Blood is definitely something on my list. You know, of course, I'm excited to get the next baseball game. I always get the MLB The Show every year. Definitely for me, though, Resident Evil Village, 100%. I'm excited for that. and Mass Effect, the Legendary Edition, to kind of go through all the Mass Effect games again. It's going to be such a treat. I mean, you technically can now. They're backwards compatible, but obviously the graphics are going to be updated a little bit. The gameplay and everything's going to be updated a little bit. It has all the DLC. So Mass Effect is definitely on my list. Halo Infinite, yes, definitely. We don't know a release date yet. I know they said holiday 2021, but Halo, of course. Well, that's if God of War doesn't get pushed back. I think God of War is going to get pushed back. That's true. Yeah, same thing. I think God of War is going to get pushed back. We haven't heard of God of War at all since last year when they announced it at their virtual conference. I think God of War is going to get pushed back. I would be really surprised if we get God of War in 2021. I think it's going to get pushed. The Evil Dead, that's another game I'm excited for too. What about you, Evil Dead?
Oh, Evil Dead. Totally forgot the Battlefield's supposed to come out this year.
Yeah, another Battlefield. Hopefully they rebound after Battlefield. I mean, I'm hoping for a good Battlefield game again. You know, Battlefield 4 to me was the last really good Battlefield game. And we look at, like, they did the Cops and Robbers one, which stunk. They did Battlefield 1, which I felt to me lost its appeal after a while. Battlefield 5 was just a big disappointment, in my opinion. So hopefully, hopefully we get a good Battlefield game again. It's been a long time. It's been since 2013 for me since we've had a good Battlefield game, which was Battlefield 4.
Yeah, I think have we talked about quarantine? Same thing goes for quarantine.
No, so they actually changed the name. Give me one second, actually. It's not called Rainbow Six Siege Quarantine anymore. They did change the name. Give me one second.
I just looked that up. I'm actually excited for Horizon. That's all the new Horizon. I think you were excited for the Gods of War game.
Yeah, that got pushed back also. That got pushed back to 2022. You know, no surprise. Great. Yeah, that's great. Another one. I mean, I was really stoked for Hogwarts Legacy, but that's 2022 as well. But so the rumor was it was going to be changed to, right now there's a placeholder title, Rainbow Six Parasite. That is the placeholder title. So it's no longer going to be called Rainbow Six Siege Quarantine. It might not even be called Rainbow Six Parasite. It's going to be, it's just a placeholder name right now. So, you know, again, that has been delayed for quite some time. We haven't seen any new trailers at all since they announced it. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Hey, I mean, I'm excited for it. I mean, I did like you and I know we're a big fan of that game mode that they introduced in Siege. And I know that's what they were kind of going with quarantine. So, and also actually that new, did you see that new Alien trailer that just came out?
No, I didn't.
No? Oh my God, you have to, dude. There's a new Alien game that just came out, and it looks a lot of fun. A PvE Alien game, Aliens Fire Team. Summer 2021, so I would definitely, you should go check that out. It looks really good.
Is it going to be anything like Predator?
From the looks of it, probably. I know Predator was kind of falling in the disappointing realm, but again, it's one of those games where if you have a good squad and you have a good people, I'm sure it'll be fun. So it looks pretty good though. Summer 2021 doesn't look too bad. But you know, any other again, like, it's tough. It sucks because obviously COVID has kind of made games kind of difficult to develop. I mean, everyone's working from home and stuff like that. So, you know, that's why we're doing Star Wars Month here in the channel, because there's really no games. Like, let's look at March really quickly. There's really no new games. I mean, they're adding Yakuza 6 to Game Pass. That'll be there. But that's not a new game, you know? March is really nothing. I mean, the games are getting upgraded to PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X. We go to April. There's obviously MLB The Show if you're a baseball fan. There's that game Judgment that came out. That's part of the Yakuza family. That's making its way to the new consoles. Maybe it'll be on Game Pass. I'm not actually sure. Returnal is the new game that, you know, Dan and I talked about before. May is kind of when the games come out. Resident Evil Village, Mass Effect, Deathloop. And then Then we go to June, and Dan mentioned Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart and Back for Blood and Mario Golf and the Final Fantasy Remake Integrate. And then after that, just we look. I look at July, Skyward Sword HD. August is just No More Heroes 3. And yeah, man, there's just everything is on an, like no dates right now. So we could very well much see a very light 2021 unless, you know, COVID kind of dies down a little bit and we could we start to go back to normal and people could go back into office and work again. And, you know, obviously maybe with restrictions, but, you know, fingers crossed, right?
Well, I mean, I guess this is the perfect time for you to go back and play the games you never beat yet.
Yeah, that's true, too. And that's true,
once
too.
Once Diablo comes out, once the New World comes out, I'm going to have some content for quite a few months.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, here on the, you know, Inner Mom's Basement channel, again, we're doing Star Wars Month this month for our audio listeners. So if you definitely want to come and hang out, we're doing that. And then, of course, when the new games come out, you know, we're going to be streaming Resident Evil, Mass Effect, you know, things like that. So then Dan, as Dan mentioned, when Diablo comes out, Dan the Pizza Man will be, you'll definitely get a lot of Diablo 2 content here on the channel. So, and as Dan mentioned before, if you have a backlog, which I do, I haven't finished Watch Dogs or what's the Samurai game on PlayStation 5. Ghost of Tsushima. That one I have to finish as well. There we go. Ghost of Tsushima. That's another backlog as well. But do we have anything else that we'd like to cover? Anything else you'd like to mention or anything?
I think we're good. And I think it's a good spot to close out our show. All right, guys. You know where to find us on all podcast platforms. iTunes, Google, Spotify, Pandora, Inner Mom's Basement, and our website at innermomsbasement.com. where you'll find everything you need to know about us and where to find our content. I appreciate you guys listening today. I love you all. Thank you, Pat, for a wonderful conversation.
Again, thank you guys for listening. Dan the Pizza Man, thank you for being my partner in crime.
All right, thank you guys for listening to episode 66. You guys have a wonderful day and night.
You've just listened to the In Our Mom's Basement, a video game podcast with your hosts Dan Geoffway and Rage Quit Pat. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Google Play. See you in the next episode.